From Savannah High School, it's Chillicothe and Savannah in this boys' consolation semifinal game. Chillicothe going right to left, playing the basketball goal to the left of your radio dial in their white uniforms, red numerals, black trim. Tip controlled by Chillicothe. Quick feed down to Clampett, across the paint to Gannon. He waits for a shot, doesn't get it to fall. Battle for the rebound. Clampett comes up with it. His shot doesn't fall. Smith can't hang on to the rebound, and we got a jump ball. So a couple of opportunities there. Clampett, Gannon had a chance. Clampett had a chance. Smith also had a rebound but was then tied up. Platte County dressed in their black uniforms, orange striping, and white numerals. They bring it across the timeline. Jason Upton over left side to Kovler. Up top now to DeAndre Ward, right side to the point guard Upton, tried to send it inside on a bounce pass, tipped out of bounds by Smith. 30 seconds deep into the game, no score, Chillicothe and Platte County in this boys' consolation semifinal game. The Lynn bounded in the corner, they tried to go across the paint, low post was open, but Smith was there to knock it out of bounds, and it looks, and it was Jake Eggers posting up. Big 6'5", Jake Eggers. Good stocky young man. He'll be a challenge to the inside. Defense three-pointer right wing. Doesn't fall for Ward. Offensive rebound and stick back. Falls and Platte County leads it 2-0. Pirates up by two. Game just underway. Less than a minute old. Chillicothe right wing. Goes to the baseline to Clampett. Clampett working against Richeson. Gives it to Smith, 10-foot one-hander, count it. And Ryan Smith ties it up at two apiece. Ward right wing goes cross-court, Richeson, high post jumper, doesn't get it to fall. Nice rebound by Hershberger, cleared it out well. And then throws it away, stolen at midcourt by Platte County. Here come the Pirates. Low post is open and an easy jumper inside for Kovler. Who was undefended that time, and it's 4-2. Platte County on top of Chillicothe. Left wing, Trent Moore loses it off his fingertips, and no one touched it but him, so it's a backcourt violation, and Chillicothe sets up their defense. The Platte County inbounds it at midcourt. Pirates get it to Upton, their point guard, who crosses the timeline, goes right wing to Ward. Gannon, tough defense on him in this man-to-man defense for Chillicothe. Richeson up top, right wing to Upton for Platte County. Free throw line jumper for DeAndre Ward. Rims around, doesn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound by Kovler. Loose basketball as Richeson lost it, driving through the paint. Gannon comes up with it off the floor, and here comes Chillicothe trailing by two. 5:55 left to play first quarter. Up top, Tyler Clampett. Hands it to DJ Gannon. Gannon up top to Hershberger. Left side to Moore. Baseline Clampett in the corner. Man-to-man defense for Platte County. Clampett clears himself up a spot. Can't get the three ball to fall from the baseline. And it goes out of bounds. Gillen Gates checks in for Chillicothe now. And Hershberger has a breather. First substitute in the game for either team. Cross the timeline for the Pirates, Jason Upton. Over circle left, tries to throw it up top. Loose basketball tracked down by Upton. Keeps it alive for the Pirates. Richeson drives through traffic. Wanted to dump it off at the last minute, and Gannon got a hand in there and tipped it out of bounds. Here going for Kovler on the low post. Chris Eubanks, a 6'3 sophomore, checks in for Platte County. Errant pass for Platte County, and they have a backcourt violation now. Four to two, Platte County on top of Chillicothe by two in a low-scoring first quarter. 5:10 left to play, and there's another backcourt violation on the inbounds pass on Chillicothe. So turnover after turnover for both teams. Not exactly the crisp, well-played game we saw between these two teams in the district semifinals last year. Good hustle by Gillen Gates. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Couldn't quite haul it in before it goes out of bounds, but a good defensive play by the junior, Gillen Gates. And Ward will inbound it back court to Upton. Upton crosses the timeline. Trent Moore picks him up there. Pulls up the dribble. Goes over left side to Eubanks. Back up top now to Upton. Upton is fouled. A little pushing foul, I believe, as Upton pops up off the floor. First foul of the ball game goes against Trent Moore. And checking in now, Wade Dietz, the senior, came back out for basketball after electing not to play last year. Played as a freshman and sophomore. Good to see him back out. Circle left, Jason Upton. For Platte County, around the horn we go to Eubanks on the right side. Free throw line, Upton off the back of the rim, didn't get it to fall. Platte County's getting some good looks at the basket, just not getting him to fall. Chillicothe having some ball control issues at times this first quarter. Still 4-2, 2-point lead for Platte County in the first quarter. Dietz up top to Gannon. Back over to Dietz, circle left, looks off a tray, gets a screen from Smith, looks it off, has to go back up top to Gannon to reset it. Right side, Clampett, being guarded by Eggers. Gannon now to Smith outside the paint. Smith drops it in, his second bucket tonight. He's got all four of Chillicothe's points. The 6'5 junior ties it up again for the second time in the quarter. Four apiece midway through the first. Some light pressure, but broken easily by Platte County. Eggers left wing. They go right side now to Upton. Up top to Richeson. To Upton, the point guard. Free throw line. He knocked it home that time. Exact same spot where he hit the back of the iron the last couple of times. Gets it to fall this time. And a backcourt steal. Gannon lost track of it. And a quick steal and a quick bucket by Eggers. Back-to-back buckets for Platte County. And they jump up to a four-point lead. Timeout on the court. We'll be back after this timeout. It is 8-4, Platte County's basketball. Oh, wait, not a timeout. I thought they signaled timeout. They're signaling let players come in and out. So players come in and out for both teams. For Chillicothe, Walker Thomas checks into the ballgame. So you have Thomas, Moore, Gates, Clampett, and Smith. All underclassmen in the game right, all juniors in the game right now for Chillicothe. Platte County tried to pass it inside, stolen by Clampett, and here come the Hornets. Circle left, Trent Moore looks it over on the wing, looks for someone to cut to the bucket. There's Ryan Smith, gets the pass, puts it up a little off kilter. Off the rim, no good. Platte County rebound, bucket does not fall for Eubanks. Follow-up stick back doesn't fall for Platte County, and Chillicothe's basketball as it goes out of bounds off of Platte County. Josh Eastman, a 6'6 sophomore, comes in for Platte County. Clampett, double team backcourt, passes down to Moore. Up top to Clampett. Clampett accelerates to the hole, lays it up, can't get it to fall. A great drive, but you got to finish those off. And he hangs his head. Can't believe he missed that either. Nice quick step to the hole and then a pushing off foul following that on Chillicothe. Darius Taylor, a 6'1 junior, checks in for Platte County. Foul is on Rasmussen, who had just checked into the ball game. Platte County knocks it in. Ward with his first bucket, and Platte County to a 6-point lead, 10-4. Clampett sends it down court. Bounce pass off the leg of Eastman and out of bounds, Chillicothe's basketball. Rasmussen has come into the game. Rasmussen, Thomas, Gates, Clampett, and Moore. Lobs into Rasmussen. Quick feed underneath. Nice teamwork there. Gates with the assist, and Tyler Clampett the bucket. Good looking play there. As Rasmussen to Gates to Clampett underneath the bucket for an easy two. Foul on Chillicothe's Gillen Gates. His first third team foul. Platte County yet to be whistled for an infraction. Platte County inbounds it back court to John Halp. And Platte County going a little bit farther down the bench. Halp up top now. Feed underneath to Halp. Double teamed underneath. Can't get it to fall. Or check it. That was Taylor. Kind of left himself one step too far underneath the basket. Tried to make something happen. Chillicothe had double teamed him and didn't have a chance. 4-point lead for Platte County. Moore shucks his defender. Sends it over to Clampett. Clampett up top to Gillen Gates. Around the horn we go. Walker Thomas right wing. Looking inside. Can't get it to Rasmussen. Back up top to Clampett. Being guarded by Eubanks. Clampett. Bounce pass into Gates. Gates goes up strong but is stripped of the ball. Bringing it down court. Halp goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. Halp with his first bucket. It's back to a 6-point lead. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Pass into Rasmussen. Rasmussen squares himself up. Two-shot foul. Rasmussen will go to the line. He's playing against the skinny 6'6 player, Mr. Eastman. Ryan Smith will check in at the next opportunity. The foul was actually against Halp. Gannon will check in. And Wade Deeth set to check in. Rasmussen, first one is no good. Rims out. Moore, Clampett, and Gates come out for a breather with 43 seconds left in the quarter. 12-6, first quarter winding down. Rasmussen, second free throw, takes his time. Pardon me. Looks over her things. Stops, pops, and gets that one to fall. Makes one out of two. 5-point Platte County lead with the basketball. 12-7, first quarter winding down. Halp tries to pass it through traffic. Wade Dietz knocked it out of bounds. A good hustling play from Wade Dietz, the senior. DeAndre Ward inbounds it on the right wing. Gets it into Eubanks. Eubanks, foul on the floor on Chillicothe. We'll see which player as Eubanks tried to drive through traffic and someone reached in for Chillicothe. And that is on DJ Gannon. So inbounds play, and they inbounded off the leg of Wade Dietz. They'll try it again. 33 seconds left first quarter, 12-7, Platte County leading Chillicothe. They get it in, right side to Taylor. Taylor's shot doesn't fall. Smith, nice job rebounding. Smith boxed out beautifully for the rebound. And then Eastman was called for over the back. And that's Eastman's first foul, second team foul. Walker Thomas checks out now. Clampett checks back in. Smith, Rasmussen, Dietz, Gannon, and Clampett. Smith inbounds it under pressure. Back court, full court press, and Dietz tried to pass it to Ryan Smith and ended up hitting the side of the backboard and bouncing out of bounds. So a tough break there for Chillicothe. And it's Platte County's ball underneath their own bucket. They get it in all alone up top. Three-pointer, Eastman, nothing but the bottom of the net. I'm sorry, Eubanks. Not Eastman, Eubanks. Eubanks with five, and it's a 15-7 ball game. A steal by Platte County, loose basketball. And finally, with three players on the floor, there's a pushing off foul. Looked like a rugby scrum there for a minute. It's pushing off is the call. That is on Taylor, his first. So Chillicothe's ball at midbounds with 3 seconds left in the quarter. They go to Gannon. Gannon, one too many stutter steps as he received the ball, shy of the timeline. Took a couple of shoulder shucks, but forgot to keep one foot planted before he started dribbling. So that took a second off the clock. This is the most longest 10 seconds of a game I think I've seen. And that, boy, that was a costly turnover. Ward hit the bucket at the buzzer. And at the end of one, it's a 10-point lead for Platte County. We'll be back in 60 on KCHI.